in the industrial economy, the one our parents lived their whole lives in and the one that we are leaving, we have been rewarded for fitting in, for doing well, for meeting spec. And part of that is lower your eyes, avert your gaze, do what you are told, wait your turn, don't get under anyone's skin. But it's the opposite of what it is to be a creative. It's mm-hmm. the opposite of what it is to be an impresario, to be someone who makes a ruckus to change things. In the economy we live in now, an economy where you are either a creative or a cog, if you choose to be a creative, you have to acknowledge that you cannot wait to be picked, because the internet is an amplifier that lets anyone pick themselves. So it's your turn. What are you going to do about it? And it's hard to do because it makes you responsible. Makes you responsible for the way you touched someone else. This is not a thing that you are born to do or not do. It's a cultural thing. It's something you've been taught. It's most of all a monologue that you've got about promises you are making, commitments you are making, and reassurance you are seeking. Two reasons we search for reassurance. One is it makes us feel good in the short run. Pity, sympathy, being reminded that everything is going to be okay. And the second thing is because it actually gets us off the hook. It actually means that we are not the person who is responsible because we've been reassured that everything is fine. Reassurance is futile. There is never enough reassurance to reassure you about the things you truly care about. And if we're going to get all Buddhist here, it's because we're all going to die. And mm-hmm. no one can reassure you that you're not going to die because it's not true. And the forms of failure we imagine in our head, we are reserving an emotion similar to the emotion we have for death to go with those things. No amount of reassurance is going to make you the artist you want to be. It's not going to make you the parent you're capable of being. It's not going to make you the contributor, the linchpin, the impresario, the employee you could be. Reassurance is futile. We need to stop looking for it and accept the fact that what we do for a living is deal with that feeling. That's our job.